Rabbanan, we are doing Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We are holding up the two dots on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, the last words on the line are Tan Rabbanan. Says the Brisa. Tan Rabbanan, we learn a Brisa. Visamtem. The Pasuk says Visamtem. What's the context of the Pasuk Visamtem? It says Visamtem is the Vray Ela Alavavchem El Nafshchem. That you should put these words of Torah on your hearts and on your souls. So why Visamtem, we say, is really a combination of two words. Sam Tam, the Gemara says. A complete or perfect medication. A psalm is a medication. It's like the perfect medicine. That's what Torah is. Nimshala Torah kisam chayim. Torah is compared to a medicine of life. Mashala adam shikas b'no. I'll give you a mashal of a person who hits his son, maka gedola, and he wounds his son with a large wound. And then he helps him put a bandage on the wound and a medicated bandage on the wound. And he says to the son, Bini, my son, so long as this medication and this bandage is on your wound, you can eat whatever you please, you can drink whatever you please, and you can bathe whether in warm water or cold water, and you don't have to worry that the wound is going to get worse, because as long as the medication is on, it's going to protect the wound from getting worse, no matter what you eat, no matter what you drink, no matter what water you bathe in, no matter what you expose yourself to. This wound will be okay as long as the medication is there. But v'imata ma'avira, but as soon as you remove the medication, harehi malanomi, it's right away going to start scabbing and it's going to become infected and it's going to be all sorts of problems. Meaning, what's causing the infection? Not just the removal of the bandage, it's everything that he's exposing the wound to that causes the infection. But none of those things would cause an infection if he would just keep the medication on. So Torah is that medication. We have all of these negative influences around us that normally should be able to affect us. But if we keep the Torah, we keep this protective coat of Torah around us, it will protect us from all those influences. So too God says to the Jewish people, Bini, my son, or Banai, my sons, Barasi Yetzer Hara, I've created the Yetzer Hara, Ubarasi Lo Torah Tavlin, I've created the Torah as the antidote. If you are involved in Torah, you're not going to be given over into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Halo Imtativ Se'es, that if you are good, if you do good, Imtativ, if you do good, and Rashi says Tativ is a reference to Lekach Tov. What's the Lekach Tov? The Lekach Tov is Torah. So if you do the tative, you do the Torah, se'es, Rashi says, tisnasei al yitzrucha, you will be elevated over your yetzer hara. But v'meinatem oskim b'Torah, but if you don't involve yourself in Torah, atem nimsarim b'yado, you're going to be given over into its hands. Into whose hands? Yetzer hara's hands. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, next three words are a quote, lepesach chatas rovetz. The sin crouches at the door, meaning the sin is waiting to attack. As soon as the Torah, which is the guard at the door, moves away, the sin is going to attack, bust right through that door. V'lo od, and not only that, ela shekol maso masanobach. The Yetzer Hara's entire business is with a person to try to attack him. Rashi maso masanu shel Yetzer Hara. The entire business of the Yetzer Hara is ba'adam on a person lahachtio, to cause him to sin. How do I know that? Back in the Gemara, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, ve'elecha tshuka so. His tshuka, his desire is to you. Meaning the Yetzer Hara is always looking at you, always looking for a way to trip you up. But if you want, you have the ability to rule over it. Shenemar, v'atatim shalbo. Because the Pasuk says, quote, v'atatim shalbo, end of quote. You can rule over it. So main point number one, Torah is the elixir of life and saves us from the Yetzer Hara. Torah is the medicine of life that saves us from the Yetzer Hara. Now the Gemara is going to tell us four things about the Yetzer Hara. Tan Rabbanan. Thing number one about the Yetzer Hara. Kashi Yetzer Hara Shafilu Yotzro Korora. The Yetzer Hara is so bad that even he who created it calls it evil. You know how people that everyone hates and everyone can't stand and everyone thinks is ugly and stupid and mean and whatever, his mother thinks he's the greatest person in the world because she created him. So the Yetzer Hara is so bad that his own mama doesn't like him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like him. Even his creator thinks he's ra. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu Urav. the Yetzer of a person is Ra, is evil from his youth. Second thing about the Yetzer Hara, Amar of Yitzchak, Yetzer Shaladim is Chadish Lav B'chol Yom. The Yetzer Hara renews itself against a person every day. It comes with new arguments, new ways of attack every day. Shnemar Rak Ra Kol Hayom. The Ra comes Kol Hayom, every single day. V'amar, third thing about the Yetzer Hara, B'shem Levi, V'amar B'shem Levi, Yitzur Shaladim is Gabar Lav B'chol Yom U'mevakesh Hamiso. Not only does he attack you every day, he tries to kill you. The Yetzer is out to kill you. Shnemar Tzofa Rav Shalatzadik U'mevakesh Lamiso. As the Pasuk says, the Rasha, who is a reference to the Yetzer Hara, looks after the Tzadik and tries to kill him. And now a fourth thing about the Yetzer Hara, Vil Malik Kodesh Baruch Hu Ozro Ein Yachalo. If God didn't help us defeat the Yetzer Hara, we would never be able to overcome him. We need Hashem's help. We can't do it on our own. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Elukim Lo Yazvenu Biyado. God will not leave you over in his hands, because if God would leave us in his hands, we'd be finished. So main point number two, four things about the Yetzer Hara. Even God thinks he's bad, attacks us every day, tries to kill us, and we need Hashem's help to defeat him. Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, Bini, the Rabbi Shmuel taught, Bini, my son, impaga b'cha menuvel zeh, if this menuvel, this despicable one, tries to attack you, mashcheu lebeis hamedrash, right away drag him to the beis hamedrash. You feel you're about to do an avera, you're about to do something wrong, you're about to make the wrong choice, quick, run to the beis hamedrash and learn something. Im even hu nimoach, if the Yetzer Hara is stone, he will melt. Im barzel hu mispotzeitz, if he is iron, he will shatter. Meaning, no matter how strong that Yetzer Hara is, it can't stand the force of Torah. Shenemar lo kol dvarai ke'eshnu um Hashem. Hashem says, my words meaning the Torah is called the words of Hashem, are like fire, God says. Ukepatish yefotzeitz selah. And like a hammer, it destroys the rock. So what does that mean? Im even hu nimoach min shenemar. We know that if it's a stone, it will melt away, because the pasuk says, "Hoy kol tzama l'chula mayim," that anyone who's thirsty should go to water. Va'omer avanim shachku mayim. That stone is worn out by water. Water hits a stone over and over again. The stone gets worn out from the water. And what do we know? Ein mayim ella Torah. The water is the Torah. The water of Torah will defeat even the most hardened stone or iron. Now we go back to all the chiyuvim that a father has to do for his children. Lasiyo isha, he has to marry off his son to a woman. Minalan, how do I know that? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, and we quote, Kichu nashim, take women, v'olidu banam u'banos, and have sons and daughters, ukhulu b'nechem nashim, and take for your sons wives, v'espinosechem tenu la'anashim, and give your daughters over to men. Make sure that your children get married. End quote. So ask the Gemara, Bishlama b'no b'yado. I understand how it could be that you can ensure that your son gets married by going around and finding girls that would want to marry him and asking those girls, hey, want to marry my son? Because that's the way things would work. The man has to go after the woman. A woman doesn't ask a guy out on a date. A guy asks a girl out on a date. So you take care of your son by doing the cool thing, being the father who goes around and asks girls out on behalf of your son. That you could do. That's biyado. Elabito biyadoi. But to marry up your daughter, is that in your hands? It's not the derech to go to a guy and ask a guy out for your daughter, or for a girl to go ask a guy out. So how do you see to it that your daughter gets married? So Hachikamar says, Gemara, this is what Hachikamar, this is what he meant to tell them. Nitan lamidi v'livshaya v'nichsaya ki hechi dekavtzu ala inshi. Give her stuff and dress her nicely and do things like that so that people will be interested in her. Make her as attractive as possible to potential suitors. You can't directly ask a guy to marry her, but you can make her someone that people would want to marry. L'lamdo umnus. You also have to teach your kid a trade. Minolan. How do I know that? Armachiske Damakrak, as the Pasuk says, Re'ei chayim im isha asher ahavta. That you should see life with the isha that you love. How do we see from there you have to teach a kid a trade? So the Gemara says, well, the word isha could mean two things over here. Either it means a wife, or it means Torah. In either event, we see clearly that you're supposed to teach a kid a trade. Why? Im isha mamishi, if it means literally a wife. So then the pasuk is telling me, kishem shechayiv lasio isha, just like you have to marry off your son to a wife, Kach chayiv lalamda umnus. So too, you have to teach your son a trade, because chayim is a reference to a trade, to life, to a living. That's what we even call it. We call it making a living. So chayim is to teach him a trade. And im Torah hi, if the pasuk, the word in the pasuk isha doesn't really mean a woman, it means Torah. So then what it's trying to tell us is, kishem shechayev lelamdo Torah, kachayev lelamdo umnus. Just like you have to teach your kid Torah, so too you have to teach your kid a trade. Then we had a yeshom that you even have to teach your kid to swim. My taima, why do you have to teach him to swim? Chiyusehu, because that's going to be a survival thing. That's going to be how he lives. You need to teach him survival tactics, survival skills. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheinu melamdo umnus melamdo listus. Anyone who doesn't teach his child a profession as if he's teaching him to rob. Listus al gadai dech, is he really teaching him to rob? It's as if he's teaching him to rob, because the kid's not going to have any money. He's going to have to feed himself. So what's he going to do? He's going to resort to crime. Asks the Gemara, my binayu, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda? Tanakam said teach your kid a trade, and Rav Yehuda says, oh yeah, and if you don't, you're teaching him to rob. What's Rav Yehuda adding? In what sense do Rav Yehuda and Tanakam disagree? So says Marika Binayu da Agamre Iska. What if you don't teach him a profession? You don't teach him how to make shoes. You don't teach him how to be a blacksmith. You don't teach him how to be a lawyer or a doctor. You teach him, you know, business. You teach him how to buy and sell things, which isn't really a skill. It's not really a profession. It's a thing that, you know, if you have business acumen, you know, you'll try to make do. So that would be the nafkamina. The Tanakama would say that that's fine because you gave him something to earn a living with. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, because business ebbs and flows. There are always going to be people that need doctors. There are always going to be people that need shoemakers. There are always going to be people that need blacksmiths. But business ebbs and flows. And if it's a slow time in business, then he's likely to still come to listos. So that's what they're really arguing about. So next main point, the Gemara provides a source for each of the father's obligations to his son. I don't have to say what they are, but the Gemara provides a source for each of the father's obligations to his son. Kol mitzvos ha'av al ben. Then we said, any mitzvos ha'av al ben, both a male and female are obligated in. So what does that mean? My kol mitzvos ha'av al ben. What does it mean, kol mitzvos ha'av al ben? Mitzvos that a father does for a kid, or that a kid does for a father? If the Mishnah is trying to tell me that any mitzvah that a father does for a son, and the Mishnah is telling us nashim chayavos, even women are chayavin, well, we know that's not true. Why do we know that's not true? We just got through saying that what?
Women are
pater from all the mitzvahs that a father does for a son, mila and bidin aben and all these things. Vatanya, we learned ha'av chayiv bibno lamol of liftoso. A father has to mila and bidin aben. Avivin imo lo. Only a father, not a mother. So the Mishnah can't be telling me that all mitzvahs that parents do for a child, a mother is obligated in. No, that's not what it means. Am Ravida Achikam. Ravida says this is what it means. What do you think it means? What's it obviously going to mean? Any mitzvahs that child does for a parent, both boys and girls are obligated in. Kol mitzvahs ha'av, all mitzvahs toward the parent. Hamutelos ala ben la'asos la'aviv. That's incumbent on the child to do for the father. Both sons and daughters, both men and women, are obligated in. And Tanina Laha, we have a brisa that says exactly like this. Ditan Rabban, because the brisa says as follows. Ish, it says that an ish has to be tira'u his parents, has to have mora of his parents. Ainli ali ish, I only see from there that a man has to. Isha minayin, how do I know that a girl also has to have mora of her parents? Kishu Omer, when the pasuk says tira'u, Harei Kan Shnayim, this should sound familiar to you. We just had this. Tira'u in the plural. So you see that both kinds of children have to have mora of their parents, awe of their parents. Imkein matam lomer ish. So then why does the Torah use the word ish if the truth is that it's not only a man that has to have mora of his parents, it's also a woman. So Gemara explains, because ish sipik biyadolasos. A man throughout his life will always have the ability to show honor to his parents. Isha ain't sipak biyadolasos. A woman will not always have the ability to do it, because mipnei sherashos acherim aleha. She's under someone else's control at some point in her life. Who's that someone else? Says Rashi, Ba'ala, her husband. And her loyalties have to lie with her husband before she takes care of her parents. So that's why it says Ish, because a woman is not, does not always have the opportunity to do so. Nisgarsha Shneim Shavim. Once she gets divorced, though, then, meaning if a woman gets divorced, she's just like her brothers in regard to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. She's just as obligated as her brothers. That's what Rashi says. Niskarsha Mibayla. If she gets divorced from her husband, Harehi Ka'achel, b'mitzvahs Kibbutz. She's just like her brothers in the mitzvah of Kibbutz. Tan Rabbanan. Last point that we're going to have now. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Nemar kabedes avicha vesimecha. Pasuk says you should honor your father and mother. Nemar kabedes shemehoncha. It also says you should honor Hashem. Hishva kosov kavada ve'em l'kavada makom. So you see the Torah is equating honoring your parents with honoring God. Nemar also, pasuk says, ish imavaviv tira'u. You should have awe of your parents. V'nemar, the pasuk says, es Hashem elokecha tira. You should have awe of Hashem. V'oso tavod, and you should serve him. End quote. Hishva kasuv mara'as ave'em l'mara'as ha'makom. The Torah is equating the awe one has for mother and father with the awe one has for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ne'emar, it says in the pasuk, mekalel avim mosimas. If one curses his father or mother, he shall surely die. V'ne'emar, it also says in the pasuk, ish ish ki kalel elokav v'nasacheto. That a man is going to be punished if he curses Hashem. So once again, Hishva kasuv birchas av ve'em lebirchas hamakom. The Torah equates cursing a parent with cursing God. Wait, since when does the word bracha mean curse? This is what we call a lashon sagi nohar, a euphemism. The Gemara finds it very difficult to say the words cursing God, cursing a parent. Ugh, how terrible, you can't even say it. So we use a euphemism. We say it's called birchas av ve'em. So we can't even say the words. So that's true. On three levels we equate them. We equate in terms of honoring, in terms of being in awe, and in terms of cursing them. Aval b'haka avadai iefshar. But you cannot equate the isra of hitting your parents with anything relating to God. Why not?
You can't hit God.
As Rashi says, vadai b'haka iefshar lahakisha. You can't make any comparison. She'in haka klape mailo. There's no hitting God. V'chein badin, and really it makes sense that these equations should be made, sheshlashton shutfin bo. Because father, mother, and God are all partners in you. Tan Rabbanan, the famous Braisa teaches us. Shlosha shutfin hein ba'adam, you've heard this Braisa. There are three partners in making man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'aviv v'imo. God, his father, and his mother. Bizman sha'adam mechabed es aviv es imo, when a person respects his honor and his mother, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Mala ani aleihem, I consider it about them, Ki'ilu darti b'nayam, as if I have chosen to live amongst them, v'chibduni, and they have honored me. Rashi points out, in what way are mother, father, and God partners in a person? Rashi says, shlosha shutfinein, mefarish b'braisa v'mesechas nida, there's a braisa v'mesechas nida that teaches us, ish mazria loven shabo, man is responsible for the white parts of a human body, the bones and things like that, the sinews. Isha mazra'as odem shabo. The woman is responsible for the red parts of the body, the organs and the blood, etc. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nofeach bo neshama. And God provides the neshama. Mara'ayin u'shmi'as ozen v'dibor. Neshama over here doesn't mean just spirituality, it means the functionality of the limbs. You have eyes, but can they see? God provides the ability of the eyes to see. You have ears, but can they hear? God provides, that's what it means by neshama, God provides that element. So the last main point, for the halachos of kibud, mora, and mekalel. For the halachos of kibud, mora, and mekalel, we equate father and mother with God, which makes sense because they're all partners in man. Okay, so how many